Unit 12. How people live. Course book, step 1-1. Listen and learn the poem by heart.
Buildings.
Buildings are a great surprise. Every one's a different size. Offices grow long and high, tall enough to touch the sky. Houses seem more like a box, made of glue and building blocks. Every time you look, you see buildings shaped quite differently.
Step 1-6. Listen and tick the correct box. A girl at an international camp is being interviewed about the place where she lives.
Your name's Liz Oliver.
That's right.
And where do you live?
In England, in Chester.
And what's the address?
3 Lindgate Road.
Can you spell that, please?
Lyndgate Road.
Is Chester a town or a village?
It's a town near Manchester.
Do you live in the centre of the town or on the outskirts?
In the town centre.
How long have you been living there?
For 3 years.
Do you like living there?
No, not very much. It's noisy because of the traffic, and there's nowhere to play near my house.
What about your school? Is it far away from your home?
No, it's quite near. Usually I walk to school. It's only a 15-minute walk.
Thank you, Liz.
Step 1-7. Listen to the interview again and write down the interviewer's questions.
Your name's Liz Oliver.
That's right.
And where do you live?
In England, in Chester.
And what's the address?
3 Lindgate Road.
Can you spell that, please?
Lyndgate Road.
Is Chester a town or a village?
It's a town near Manchester.
Do you live in the centre of the town or on the outskirts?
In the town centre.
How long have you been living there?
For 3 years.
Do you like living there?
No, not very much. It's noisy because of the traffic, and there's nowhere to play near my house.
What about your school? Is it far away from your home?
No, it's quite near. Usually I walk to school. It's only a 15-minute walk.
Thank you, Liz.
Step 1-11. Pronunciation, intonation, rising. Sometimes a speaker's voice rises to show surprise. Listen to the sentences and decide if the speaker is surprised.
Examples. They have 3 houses. Their house is 100 years old. Number 1. He lives in a castle. Number 2. They live in a caravan. Number 3. There are 20 rooms in their house. Number 4. He's only been living there for 3 days. Number 5. They've got bunk beds. Number 6. His grandma lives with him. Number 7. Her house is made of wood. Number 8. He's got a table tennis table,